In 2012, Seralini and colleagues published a paper entitled Long-Term Toxicity of a Roundup Herbicide and a Roundup-Tolerant Genetically Modified Maize in the journal Food and Chemical Toxicology. The research, based on a 2-year study of Monsanto's genetically modified maize, NK603, engineered to be resistant to the herbicide Roundup, reported that mice who were fed the GM corn had an increase in both body and liver weight. For the first time in the world, we've proven that GMOs are neither sufficiently healthy nor proper to be commercialized. Each time, for all three GMOs, the kidneys and liver, which are the main organs that react to a chemical food poisoning, had problems, proclaimed Seralini. The study prompted rapid and vitriolic responses both in Europe and America. Despite support for Seralini's article in an open letter signed by about 130 scientists, scholars, and activists, published in Independent Science News and from proponents of California's GMO labeling proposition, many mainstream organizations viciously attacked the paper. The European Food Safety Authority, EFSA, accused the study of being inadequately designed, analyzed, and reported, and being of insufficient scientific quality for safety assessments. The study was accused of numerous issues relating to its design and methodology, including using too small a sample of rats. Yet it was pointed out that it was the same as toxicity studies reported by Monsanto, one difference being that the Seralini research was conducted for more than 2 years, rather than the 90 days of the Monsanto study, which affirmed GMO safety. Since Seralini's study criteria seems to have matched or exceeded at least one of the Monsanto protocols, his results should be considered at least as valid as Monsanto's. Critics say Seralini's findings prove that the Monsanto short-term safety studies are flawed. Due to the outcry over Seralini's study, the editors of Food and Chemical Toxicology retracted his paper in 2013, despite Seralini's objections and despite the fact that no charges of fraud or misrepresentation were lodged. In June 2014, the paper was republished in the journal Environmental Sciences Europe. But accusations that GMO safety has been left up to the same corporations that profit from gene modification continue to grow, as does public concern over the long-term safety of GMOs. Meanwhile, in what some see as a bait-and-switch scheme, some GMO companies are now using names such as biologics, natural identicals, and biologics identicals to mask the use of GMOs from the public. Furthermore, the Union of Concerned Scientists, following a review of GMO farming in the U.S., determined that GMOs do not increase crop yields.